The Team Sportscast Network presents Tribes 2 on TSN Prime Time.
Here we go.
A base is there, our flag is secure. Command acknowledged.
Target their flag. I'm in position.
Command acknowledged.
Attack.
Disrupted.
Get the enemy flag.
I have the enemy flag. Help!
Cover our flag carrier.
Retrieve our flag.
I got your number. I got all your numbers.
Our flag is secure.
Team scores.
Yes.
Game over.
That's right, everybody. This is Wild Child, the one and only on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. What we got tonight? We have an exciting match, the start of Tribes 2 World Championship. That's right, everybody. It started. T2WC has started, and we're going to start it off right now. Right now, tonight, we have two good teams going at each other. We have Team USA East versus Australia. They're going to go head-to-head intercontinental. They're going to start kicking some major ass here at 12 o'clock. I'm just hopping on right now, trying to get a little tunes in and going. And we'll see what we can do. Right now, I'm just going to play just a little bit of music and see what we got going on here. So tune in and enjoy. This is Wild Child on TSN.
Ah.
right, everybody. That's my theme song, The Wild Child. Anyway, right now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find the server, get it going. I can't find it, and there are a couple other people that are also having some problems, so it might be, you know, T2, the browser might be down, and all that other dumb crap. So anyway, I'm going to play a couple more sounders, a couple more music for you, and let you know and tune on in, because we got an exciting match coming on right now between USA East and Team Australia. That's right. We're going to see some intercontinental ass-kicking going on here. Don't know who's going to win. Don't know who's a favorite, but we're going to find out soon enough. Here you go.
This is my boomstick.
This is...
Yeah, baby!
This is...
Yeah!
You know, you're really pissing me off.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
Just in to the TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
All right. Oh, Damn it, hold on 1 second while I fix this. Stupid little noise. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, I didn't find the server. However, I did find a other few things. And please don't tell me this crud is going to happen with my sound, this damn echo. Maybe, maybe not. Get it going on there. Here we go. How about this? This sounds a lot better to me. All right. Anyway, like I said, I finally got some server info. I finally got some server passwords and all that other stuff. And waiting for a couple people to go in just so I can use the buddy list and get in. And right now, like I said, we have Team USA East against Australia. And for those of you that don't know, this is for the Tribes 2 World Championship. And I'll tell you what, while I'm waiting for them to load up, I will load up the Tribes 2 World Championship server and tell you what's going on. We have going to go to, let's see, what do I want to do? Man, show teams. These are the teams we got going on here, the nations that we got going on. Team Asia, which is South Korea, Singapore, Malaysia, and Taiwan. We have Australia, which is playing tonight, Belgium, Canada. The Celtic Horde, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and Channel Islands. Combined, which is Denmark and Israel. We have England, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, New Zealand, Sweden, U.S. Central, U.S. East, and U.S. West. That's right. We got a bunch of egos over here in the U.S. We have to have loads. I'm talking loads of games. Anyway, for the group, let's see what we got going on here. Da-da-da-da-da. No one's loading up yet. But, Rob, I've been talking with Unnamed, and they said go ahead and let me cast tonight. Trying to get most of these casted for you guys so you guys know what's going on. Get some excitement going on the airways. Let you guys hear and enjoy everything. And like I said, I'm just waiting for, matter of fact, Fry from Team Australia. I'm waiting for him to join. And he must have joined. There are a bunch of people in the server now. Let's see if I can load up the password here. What is it there? All right, password worked. I'm getting in, and we are going to give you some Tribes 2 action tonight. Right now, tell everybody that's interested in T2, tell them all to tune in, and we will get some good ass-kicking going on here, I sure hope. And take a minute for Tribes 2 to load up, and I'll get my Tribes 2 sounds kicking in there. And right, so about halfway loaded up. So anyway, I'm going to play a little music right now and wait until we got it loaded up. And when we do, we'll see what we got going on.
Every word, each lie was more absurd, kept me so insecure, but now that's over. She taught me how to trust and to believe in us, and then she taught me how to cuss. That bitch, it's over.
Flag is mine.
Yes. Enemy
I have the enemy flag! Enemy base is just say target acquired!
Alright, guess what? You hear that? That's right. Got in the server. It works. Anyway, a bunch of people in there talking about getting some Fosters before and after the game. I think I'm going to enjoy them. Of course, I'm a Guinness man myself. And see what's going on. Right now, they're just hopping in, goofing off, getting warmed up. I decided to hop in with them. Mojo Man is saying, oh my, real life Americans. Oh, look. Asking if we all own some ranches. I don't know what that's all about, but that's all right. I mean, personally, you know, I've lived in the United States, never lived on a farm, but that's all right. HOF bitch, no thank you, I'm not going to repeat that. But anyway, I'm going to give a rundown of who we got in the server right at the moment. Let's see what we got going on here. Oh, that's a big cluster. Let me go to this one over here. All right, for the Team Australia, we have Kraken, Mikhail, Mojo Man, Arcane, Fry, Animaniac, Che, Colonial Blair, Dreams, Evil Oaks, Hawk, Lil Wayne, Lucifer, Methanex, Nighty, Enmag, Soulfire, and Zargon. Me, I'm in there. And for the Team US East, we have Agnostic, Banshee, ICU, HOF Biatch, John Wayne, Zoop, McCabe, Morpheus, Raggy, Rooster, Saddy Stick, Self Destruct, Tremor, Unnamed, War, and you know it, Zod. Right now, I'm looking at the pings, and there is not anybody pinging below a 200 in here. We have 276, we have 360, we have Methanex pinging at 620. So it's all going to be a pretty high ping, pretty much all even. Yeah, everybody's pinging at pretty much the same. Same crappy pings, pretty much, but anyway, ignore that noise in the back. Matrix wants to give a shout-out to him for saying, I would like to make a shout-out for Matrix for Team Phoenix, the team and himself are looking for scrimmage practice, blah, 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 looking for scrimmage, join PHX and IRC, enterthegame.com. Okay, there you go. Send them to Warwitch 2. One of us will say it. All right, anyway, that's what's going on right here. I'm just going to go hopping around waiting for trying to find out when they're going to get going.
60 seconds.
60 seconds, and this map is going to end. Right now, we're on Catabatic, just messing around. Excuse me, I need another drink. Went to a party before I came here.
Yes.
Had to get lit up just a little bit. Oh, I'm seeing missiles going by. Almost hit me. That is just not fair. Animaniac from Team Australia says this is going to be elite. Let's rock. Admin has changed the mission to Pandemonium. Apparently, Pandemonium is going to be the first map. For those of you that don't know, this is a capture the flag. Let me turn that down just a little bit. All right, he took care of it. Anyway, this is a capture the flag map. It's 8 caps for a cap out to win. It's very, 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 very foggy. Lots of rain. There's even a burning tree going around there out there somewhere that UEs a lot of people.
15 seconds.
And they're loading it up.
Initiated.
And let me get over here and it won't let me. There we go. They're changing it to tournament mode back to Pandemonium. That way the teams and whatnot are going to get going. It is 12:04 on my computer clock. 12 o'clock on that computer and 12:06 on that clock over there. So anyway, it's around the 12 o'clock hour here at Savannah, Georgia. People saying I am echoing, but that's all right because it's going to be taken care of. And let's see here. A couple people want the password. Pim and me for the password. See if I can find it again. And I'm going to observe mode and run down. We have pretty much all of Team US East is in. Just about. I see 3 people loading up. But other than that, everybody is joining the same side. Everybody is joining Inferno. This is going to be a fun map. We have 22 people on Inferno and 8 people on Storm. Yes. So we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
But anyway, like I said, it is a foggy map. Let's see. Didn't download any new skins, so I don't get to see it all in its splendor. Don't want to observe anybody. The flag stand on... what side is this over here? On Inferno side. It's like right down in a deep little gully. Got some good ski action going on. Good getaway, possible getaways. Good spam. There's very good spam on this map. I will be very surprised if I don't see any. You can totally decimate a defense over here with a decent spam. We got some admins going on here. Mojo Man says, oh my god, it's Dox, he makes the maps. A couple people saying, we smoke marijuana in the Americas. And I'm bouncing around, seeing if anybody will dance for me. But it doesn't look like it. Like I said, this is a world championship of Tribes 2, so I think everybody's pretty serious right now. Not quite sure what we're going to see here. I don't think I've ever really played with any of the... Australian teammates. I played with Unnamed and Zod and a couple other people, HOF, Biatch, in some pickup games and things of that nature, but I don't think I've ever really, I don't recognize any of the names for the Australian team.
Game over.
And they are resetting it once again because everybody joined the same side, and for some reason they couldn't fix it. So anyway, the first game that I know of T2WC, is slacking off just a little bit, but that's all right. That's not a problem. Yeah, things happen. Ain't no biggie. And I'm trying to find the password, but I can't seem to find it. So they are just out of luck. Anyway, while that's loading up, and it just loaded, let's see what we got in here.
Hi!
What was the password? There we go. Zodge is doing the game. Let's see.
Nice move.
See what our pings look like so far. We're still pinging pretty high. 280s, 250s, 350s. A couple 400, 500s. Got some packet loss going on. Soulfire's got some, just a little bit of packet loss. Not much. It's going away. It's only 83. But pretty much this is a pretty stable server for everybody. Which is pretty good. I mean, it's pretty even. A couple people were nervous that, you know, one side was going to have a lot better pings than the other side, but that's okay. It looks pretty good so far. I just got a PM from Megabor, says the referees are joining at this time. Let's see who we got. Reptile just joined. Reptile LT. I assume he is a... I just had a brain lock. I assume he is a referee. I am sorry. Foster's, Australian for beers, H-O-F Biatch starts saying.
Vote initiated.
A couple more admin votes going on right here.
Yes.
By Fry, trying to get Reptile. Asking if Megaboros is trying to come in. I don't know. I'll try to find out. But we are getting ready to get on the roll here. Let me run down the team, see what we got going on here. We have 17 on Storm, 16 on Inferno. So somebody on Team USA East is going to have to drop, but that's all right. We have an extra guy in Observe from Australia. We got on Storm side. We have Juke, Tremor, McCabe, Raggy, Unnamed, Saddy Stick, ICU, Agnostic, War, John Wayne, HOF Biatch, Rooster, Harn, Zod, Banshee, Morpheus, Self-Destruct. And let's see who we have on the Inferno side. We have Zargon, Lil Wayne, Mojo Man, Arcane, Fry, Hawk, Shay, Dreams, Enmag, Archangel, AU, Animaniac, Methanex, Mikhail, Kraken, Evil Ops, Colonel Blair, and Dox just joined. So it is now 17 on 17. And we have myself, Wildchild, and Reptile in Observe at the moment. And let's see what we're doing right now. The referee is saying matches are 15 versus 15. I don't remember what exactly they were. I'm going to go...
initiate.
Oh, they're voting to admin me, of all people.
Yes.
Woohoo! Oops.
Woohoo!
All right. Anyway, well, what do we got here? We got the rules. There we go. Teams, terms, and conditions, blah, blah, blah. Where was it at? That's all the winter stuff right there. Matches are 15 on 15. Okay, they must have changed it from the last time I checked, but that's all right. So they're going to have to drop just a couple people, but that's not a problem. I'm sure they can do that. And let's see what's going on from there. The maps are... You know what? I don't know. I know we're playing Pandemonium right now, but let me find out what the other map is. Other two maps, per se. We have... damn. Where in the hell am I at here? Asia. That's not what I'm looking for. Group 2. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. We have first map is Pandemonium. Second map is Archipelago. And the third map will be Beggar's Run. Alright, that's the maps. Self-Destructs wants to shout to his new movie that come out today. Mojo Man wants a shout out to New Zealand. Sandy Stick wants a shout out to the dork that makes us play on this server. Fry wants a shout out to number 1, 62 Pingin LPB Chromax update column. Well, I don't see it, but we have some guy in here that just joined and says it's recording. So I assume he is a referee. Let me type that in there real quick so I know what's going on here. And we are about to get off and on the way. And yes, recording is referee, so I assume... So I assume we're getting ready to go. It seems everybody is rocking and rolling. We have 16 on 16 now. And everybody's saying they want recording is pinging. Recording is pinging at 104. That's like the lowest on the server. He's now pinging at 67. Oh, man. No kidding. I want his ping. I could cast like a maniac with his ping. Anyway, let's see what we got going on here. I'm going to go start observing people. No, nobody's dancing for me. Come on. Rooster just sitting there like a bump on a log. All right, we got more people.
Yes,
they're asking about the rules. I guess a couple people did not know that it was 15 on 15. Ow. Sorry about that. Stupid mic cord. That's okay. Saddy Stick wants me to observe him. Let's see if he's going to dance for me. I sure as hell hope so. Let's see here. Man, we have too many people in here right now. Nobody doing anything. All sitting around doing nothing. Come on, guys. Oh, did I pass? No, I didn't pass him. Okay. Banshee Morpheus, unnamed. Saddy Stick, there you go. Dance for me, baby. And they're trying to get more people. Oh. Oh, the referee is saying the rules will stand at 15 versus 15, and they have to drop somebody on each team. There we go. Saddy Stick is... Anyway, Sandy is doing his little dance for me right there, so that's pretty cool. Let's see what I got in TSN right now. We have not a whole lot of nothing. Just waiting. We are just waiting right now for the start of the map. We are all ready. We have people in there. We just have to drop one person from each side. And, you have to drop two people from a USA East side. They just joined, another guy just joined. So we're going to have to drop somebody from there. They're saying one more second. They're just trying to get things going on now. They were expecting 16 versus 16, but that's all right. ICU, AU Australian for ownage. So right now, I tell you what, right now, anybody listening, I want you guys to PM me in, if you're in IRC, enterthegame.com or irc.dynamics.com. PM me and tell me who you think is going to win. I want to know what the general consensus is. If it's going to be Team USA East, if it's going to be Australia team. You know, let me know. I want the public's view. Tell me who do you think is going to win. Well, while they're doing this, I'm just going to play a little tunes in the background. Just so you guys aren't bored. Saddy Stick wants Crocodile Hunter's autograph. USE Saddy Stick saying our Olympics are greater than your Olympics. Alright, Reptile says, once the match starts, there will be no global chatting, only between the captains, refs, and admins. He says, if you have a concern, don't hesitate to ask us, you know, the admins, or the people in observe mode, pretty much. Australia Hawk says, okay, USE, we are ready. They are ready to go. And let's see. Mojo Man says, so I hear Canadians are cool. Well, I guess they are. I'm part Canadian, but not completely. My mother is Canadian, so I'm not sure if Canadians are cool or not. I mean, if I say yes, then sure, yes. I guess we are cool. All right, Z Protoss wants me to give a shout-out to KR Tez. I'm like being a tart. I can't read the shout out for some reason. Anyway, so just shout out to KRTs. Anyway, we have a we have a couple people that are saying Team US East are going to win. Because, as Boom says, not Boomerman, but Boom says, we're going to win because we are more sexy. All right, they're asking if U.S. team is ready. A couple of yeses going around, and the global chat has stopped. and I think they are ready to go. The countdown has not started. However, look at that, 55 ping by recording. That is just so disgusting. The countdown has not started, but it seems everybody's in agreement that it is ready to go. We're just waiting on Reptile to say they're ready and start it on up. French Canadians are regular Canadians, McCaver says. I am actually somewhat French Canadian. Alright, well, they're still getting ready, and right now I gotta give a couple shout outs. I gotta give a shout out to another TSN. Gotta give one out to Oblique and Trevelyan. He says if I don't pronounce his name right, he's gonna ban me from every server that he owns and operates. Which is probably none, but it's a good threat there anyway. Anyway, Trevelyan, there you go. There's your shout out. And, let's see. A Pyrotechnic says U.S. East is going to win, but he's not going to underestimate the Australians, though. He says, well, I don't know any of the Australian players, and two, we have a variety of players to make up our own teams from, hence the U.S. is three teams, yes, so on and so forth. But who the hell am I to talk, right? Exactly. I just wanted to know why. I didn't need all that explanation. And Z Protoss wants me to give a shout-out to HOF Biatch. He says if he doesn't do that, then he'll kill him. Well, there you go, Z. I don't want you to die. You're probably one of the best strikers I've seen, so let's get this show on the road. I'm going to have to find another song here, or at least dump on the server. Here we go. We have 30 seconds to start, and we're going to get rocking and rolling. Woohoo's going on. Good games and everything. Game is about to start.
15 seconds.
ICU says I got some fire for you, Docs. Just pull my finger.
Yes, yes.
Right now I am on the Inferno side, and I'm gonna stay over here for a minute. I think I'm on the Inferno side. The match has started, and everybody is running around. I see a couple people with the Auto Blaster script just throwing it all over the place. Everybody is jumping around, loading up, getting ready to rock and roll. I am on the Australian side right now. Let's see what they can do. I see some defenses being set up. See them scattering all over the place like just some mountain of ants that were just kicked. They're scattering, setting up the defenses, trying to get ahead of the game for Team USA East. See some targeting lasers going on. They already have spotted some of the incoming cappers. Got some missiles going on. And we have a possible flag grab. Yes, we do. Joop is taking the Inferno flag. And he disc jumps. And he's in. Oh, he gets taken out by the missile turret. Two. He got shot by two missiles at the same time. Oh, that was a sweet grab. And he was gone with it. But that missile turret just has no love for you. Can't stop the rocket. Just like that old T1 song. Back on the Inferno flag, I see some mortar spam coming in. Lots of it. Oh, but the Heavy goes down by some spike turrets. Does not take him out before he gets killed. We have another flag grab. Banshee has taken the flag and disc jumps. He's dodging the AA turret. Dropping flares. Just gets missed by a missile. And now he's getting Elf. She's throwing more flares. She is now in the yellow. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. She gets dissed right at the top of the hill. And then gets hit by a mortar and spawns into a mortar. Jupe has taken the Inferno flag again. And let's see where he's going. He is off. Oh! He gets taken out and was denied. And the flag gets returned. Gets taken out right by the burning tree. Oh, I cannot see. I am white out. Somebody white out grenade the flag. And there we go. I can see again. Not a whole lot going on here. Some of the... Here we go. Back at the base. Back on the storm side now. I see some heavy spam coming in, hitting the storm flag, going after the turrets. I see some whiteout grenades dropping, trying to blind some of the light D around the flag. And we have a flag grab. Very, very good, as Australian Fry is taking the flag. That was a very good coordinated grab. The heavy O was harassing the light D, throwing some whiteout grenades, and in the midst, Fry just came in, swooped in, and took the flag. Oh, but he gets spanked, slammed by a missile turret right at their base. You can see the flag as Evil Ops has taken the storm flag, and let's see if he can get back to the base as John Wayne has taken off with their flag, the Inferno flag. Let's see if I can find one of them. I see some large fights going on. Oh, my goodness. Jupe has returned the flag as it was dropped, and John Wayne has captured the flag. He has captured the Inferno flag for 1-0. Team USA East has taken the lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds only taken in this match. They have got the lead 1-0 in this Tribes 2 World Championship. Like I said, this is Team USA East versus Team Australia. I had hoped this was going to be a good match. Oh my goodness, mid-air on a heavy O, and he is just broken apart. See some more heavy spam coming in, trying to take out the defenses, trying to get inside that base, and Animaniacs is taking the storm flag. And Animaniacs seems to be gone. I see I see a disc jump. Where'd he go? There he is. He disc jump. I see chain gun fire. Oh, he gets chewed up by chain gun fire. Oh! And right before the flag is returned, it gets disced, and the flag chaser gets denied. And Jupe has taken the Inferno flag, as Agnostic has returned the storm flag. There was some heavy, heavy spam on that flag. And it took a while for it to be returned. Oh, we have the flag, the storm flag getting dropped midfield. Oh my goodness, it was dropped midfield. So the light D could pick it up. And they did not pick it up and it was returned. Both flags are in the bases right now. Nothing is in the field. I'm on the storm side. And I see a possible capper coming in. Yes, Animaniac from Australia has taken the flag and is in the yellow. He has five chasers on him right now, ladies and gentlemen. Five chasers and dodging. Oh, he purposefully dropped the flag to try. Oh, he dropped it, threw it, and then picked it up as the light D were trying to go get it from something else. He is just barely getting dissed by disc launcher spam, taking very minimal damage. He is in the red. He has just a sliver of life, and Jupe has taken the Inferno flag. Animaniacs is throwing flares, trying not to get hit by missiles. as the Team USA East has some heavy... Oh, he gets taken out within sight of his base. Oh, he spawned close enough to grab the flag, but Fry took the storm flag, and Fry drops the storm flag. It's taken out by a late mortar, and as Hawk picks it up, gets dropped again, and it gets returned. And Jupe still has the Inferno flag. Let's see if Jupe can cap. Oh, Jupe drops the flag. It's taken out by a mortar round from Dox, and Morpheus takes the Inferno flag just as Dox takes the storm flag. Lots of whiteout grenades, and I can't see. It's actually burning my eyes. And Dox gets taken out by Colonel Blair. And Morpheus drops the Inferno flag. Oh my goodness, that actually hurt my eyes. Ugh. Dox is laying waste over on the storm flag side. We have Animaniac has taken the storm flag, and HUF Biatch has taken and then dropped the Inferno flag as Australian Chu has returned it. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I really do not want to deny them of killing their name. And Jupe has taken the Inferno flag. Let's see if she can make it. As Banshee is right behind her. Let's see if I can catch up with her. Yes, I can't catch... Oh, mortars falling right under her feet. I see flares throwing down. Chain gun fire missing her horribly. But is Jupe going to make it? Yes, I think Jupe is going to make it. He's already up... Or excuse me. Oh, no! Right at the base as he's taken out by a missile. And Sadistic has taken the Inferno flag and grabs it right before a mortar falls. Let's see what Sadistic can do. He is bouncing around trying... dodging the enemy chasers. He's getting dissed just a little bit. He is kind of hurt. The storm... Oh, my goodness. He drops the flag right out in front of his base. Sadistic, and it gets picked up by Morpheus. And Morpheus is off. He's trying to stay out of the line of fire. So he's bouncing around up on the hill on the side of the base, trying to use it for cover. And he drops the flag and gives it to Agnostic. Right now, Hawk from Australia has a flag, and Agnostic for Team USA East has a flag. And Agnostic just seems to be running around. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. Sorry. I'm not bored. I'm just tired. He seems to be running the ridgeline, looking vainly for chasers, and as the grenade spam comes in to try to get him, he dodges away, and Hawk drops the storm flag. Let's see if he can get returned. Let's see if he can cap it. Oh, no. Animaniacs picks the flag up. Oh, my goodness. Agnostic goes to jump on the flag stand and gets grenaded and gets hurt bad. He is down in the yellow, has a sliver of yellow life left, and he gets taken out right near the flag stand. And let's see if he gets returned. No, it doesn't get returned. HOF Bianch has grabbed the flag. And he's bouncing around. Oh, he gets hit. Oh, he is owning people, mid-airing them, and he throws a flag to ICU. ICU has grabbed the flag. He is in green. Excuse me, she is in green. They've got some good coordination for their cappers on right now. They seem to know what's going on. I see some missile fire going all over the place. But that's just about it. I see two chasers, an elf gun, and a partridge in a pear tree. We got an elfer going on. Oh, my goodness. A missile aiming at ICU slams into one of the LD and takes him out. And ICU is hurt. She's in trouble. Let's see if she can get any backup from her team. Oh, a couple mid-airs, and she's in the clear for the moment. Mid-airs are heavy. Mid-airs are heavy again. Let's see if she can get away. She is doing... Oh, my goodness. She gets dissed two times. And the flag is dropped in the field. Oh, and it gets picked up by Sadistic. Let's see what Sadistic can do with it. Oh, Sadistic drops the flag. Animaniac drops the storm flag. It's taken out by Jupe. And Banshee returns the storm flag. Let's see if they can cap. Yes, they do cap. Self-destruct has captured the Inferno flag. It is now 10 minutes, 30 seconds into this match. And already Team USA East has taken the lead with 2-0. Both teams have 6 flag grabs, so they're tied with grabs, but not tied with caps. Like I said, this is going to be a good match. Right now, oh, John Wayne is taking the Inferno flag. and is off. Let's see if he can get rid of some of these chasers that he has on him. I see some long-range mortar spam just vainly trying to hit him, and there he is. He gets picked up by midfield D, and he's in the yellow now. Or excuse me, she is in the yellow now, and getting Elf right at their base, right near their forward turret, and she throws a flag. Let's see if they can pick it up. Oh, it gets mortared, and yes, it's picked up, but then it is dropped again, and it is returned. And Fry has taken the storm flag. Let's see if Fry can cap. Jupe is taking the inferno flag, denying them the cap. No, they have the lead, and they want to keep it. That is determination. Fry has dropped the storm flag. Let's see if it gets returned. Yes, it gets returned by Agnostic. There you go. Agnostic just walks over, smacks that flag, and turns around and starts running. Like a walk in the park. You say Jupe drops the Inferno flag just as Hawk takes the Storm flag. I'm sorry, I was watching this duel going on here. A heavy duel and three light D and winning. Harn is dropping the Inferno flag. Both flags are in the field. Excuse me. And I see some very nice mid-airs going on here. Both flags get picked up right at the same time. And Morpheus has the Inferno flag and still holding on to it. And the storm flag is returned just as the Inferno flag is dropped. Let's see if it gets picked up by Self-Destruct, but then Self-Destruct gets dropped, it gets taken out, and then Sadistic kindly picks it up for him and caps the flag again. Oh my. It is now Storm or USA East 3, Australia nothing. Colonel Blair has taken and then dropped the storm flag. Banshee is taking the Inferno flag and is off. She is in the green and going strong. I'm sorry, mid-light D has started elfing her, slows her down for the other chasers to catch up on her. I see 3-4 chasers on her, chaining her. She is getting chewed up and gets body blocked. Oh my goodness, it looks like she got body blocked by a teammate. That is just the look. Jupe is taking the Inferno flag just as the Storm flag is returned. Let's see if Jupe can get back to that flag and cap again. Oh, Animaniacs is taking the Storm flag. Let's see what Animaniac can do with it. I see some heavy chasers going on. Let's see if I can catch up. Oh, no, I don't catch up to him as Jupe drops the Storm, drops the Inferno flag. Let's see if he can get returned. There's a nasty duel going on. Oh, it gets picked up by Morpheus and then gets dropped again. And Animaniacs has the flag at their base. He's in the red. Oh, and before he can cap, it gets picked up by Banshee and gets returned. Oh, Animaniacs was denied that cap. He was so close, he could actually hear the rustling of the flag and gets denied right at the last second. USA Banshee has the flag. Oh, and she gets taken out, gets elfed by two chasers. And is denied that. Both flags are at the base right now. And John Wayne has just picked up the Inferno flag. And I see some base repair going on. Lack of spam. I don't see much spam going on anymore. No heavy offense. Animaniac has the flag. And no, it looked like he killed himself. But no, Morpheus takes the flag from his dead cold body.
Team Storm, score.
And I was just corrected. Oh, Mikhail has taken the Storm flag. However, I believe, just as I turn away, John Wayne captured the Inferno flag. Yes, he did. And I thought he did. Mikhail has dropped the Storm flag. And it is now 15 minutes exactly, and the current score is 4-0. We have 13 grabs for Team US East. And Jupe, oh my goodness, Colonel Blair just got struck by lightning. Oh my god, that was just horrendous. Jupe is taking the Inferno flag. See if I can catch up to Jupe. I see the heavy starting to roll. The heavy spam is going on now. I see it on from a distance. ICU returns the storm flag. Let's see if Jupe can cap. Oh my goodness, Jupe does not cap. The flag is dropped in the field as it was grabbed. And Hawk picks it up before they can return it. Jupe is still doing all right. She gets taken out right on the flag stand. Both flags are in the field. And both flags gets returned as Colonel Blair just gets eaten up by Light D. I see some major base rapage going on here. Over on one of these sides, I can't tell. There's so many mortars and grenades flying around. U.S. East Zod is just totally owning their base. And he finally dies, but not before he takes out inventory stations and everything else alike. There is not a single thing moving over on that base that has any packs at all right at this moment. Banshee is taking the Inferno flag as a storm flag was taken and then dropped in the field. Evil Ops is taking and dropped the flag. Both flags are in the field right now. And both flags return, but Archangel AU is taking the storm flag. And the storm flag is dropped. And I see four or five people dueling over this flag. Oh my goodness, an Inferno caps the flag. Yes, they say no, it's not going to be a shutout. Inferno has capped the flag. It is now 4-1. The Australians are saying we are not out of the game yet. There is 13 minutes left in this match. And it is not over until we say it is over. I see some long-range spam coming on to the storm side. Australians are getting pounded over there by mortars. As you just heard that right there, there are mortars coming in from two different directions, two opposite directions at the same time. And they are just totally owning that flag stand. Let's see if we can get a capper coming in here. We have some Light D sitting on the Inferno flag. Oh, yes! And the capper caps the grabs the flag. Excuse me, Jupe, it just takes off with that flag. And I have no idea which way Jupe went. Ooh, using the fog and the trees to her advantage. But yet she gets taken out by a disc. And it gets returned, but not before a couple people get spanked. Yes, it does get returned. Both flags are at the base right now. And Self-Destruct is taking the Inferno flag. It is now still 4-1 in favor of Team U.S. East. Right now, I'd like to give a big shout-out to everybody that is competing. All the teams, all the countries that are competing in Tribes 2 World Championship. Oh, let's see if they can cap the flag. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Self-Destruct was on the flag, ready to cap, and he gets taken out. And the flag gets returned before his body has time to settle. That was so awesome. I'm glad I demoed that because I'm going to watch that one over and over again. I'm telling you, he was on the flag. That cap should have been his, but no, he gets taken out. He gets denied that one. But as I was saying, I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody. Let's see if Banshee can cap. Yes, Banshee caps and then dies, but so what? She caps. It is now 5-1. Shout-out to everybody listening right now on TSN, IRCEnterTheGame.com, and IRCDynamics.com. We here at TSN, we love our listeners. We have a duel going on for the Storm Flag, and it gets returned by Agnostic. Without you listeners, we wouldn't be here, of course. Gotta love it. Right now, Shurjo wants me to give a shout out to the top Euroclan Nocturne. That would be great. Keep up the good work.
Team Storm.
All right, Storm. John Wayne once again has capped the flag. I think right now, I'm not sure who's going to get my MVP of this map right now, but it might be John Wayne. He's got quite a few of the caps. It is now Storm 6. Oh my goodness, right when I get on Australian Hawk, he gets taken out by the AA turret and just gets chewed up. Got a target on her forehead, and it nailed her. Right now, as I said, it is Storm 6, Inferno 1, or U.S. East, is in the lead with 6 caps to Australia's 1. Jupe is grabbed and then dropped the flag in the field, and whiteout grenades are all over the place. McCabe has taken the Inferno flag, but I can't see it. Docs is over here throwing. Colonel Blair is taking the storm flag in the confusion that Docs was just laying down. They both dropped the flags at the same time, almost near each other. Let's see if Inferno can. Oh no! Zargon was about to cap, and Jupe just came and swooped down and grabbed it right out from under. I apologize, Zargon. Jupe was about to cap the flag and came in and swooped down and denied Jupe that cap. But Zargon was taken out midfield, and Agnostic returns the flag, and Banshee takes the Inferno flag. Banshee has that flag, and he is headed back to base. I see some elfage going on here. Not on Banshee. Oh, there we go. Banshee dance for me. Got a nice demo pic of that. Banshee dancing with flares all in the background. Looked like the 4th of July. See some heavy spam on the flag. Let's see if she can make it. Yes, she makes it and gets taken out by a mortar before she can get off the pad. But you know what? She's still capped. Rock on, Banshee. It is now Team USA East 7, Inferno 1. We have one more cap for a cap out. We have 8 minutes and 27 seconds left. It is not over. John Wayne is taking the Inferno flag. It is still possible. I have seen it. It is still possible for Team Australia to come back and at least tie, if not win. Anything's possible in Tribes 2, as long as the teamwork is up. Team Australian Fry is taking the Inferno, taking the Storm flag. And there are major... There's a major fight over the Inferno flag. I see some shock lancing going on right now. Fry drops the Storm flag before he can cap. And it gets returned. Both flags are at base. No, Jupe is taking the Inferno flag. Says no, that flag has been sitting there too long. 3 seconds is long. Colonel Blair is taking the Storm flag. Just as, boom! Zard starts smacking people left and right with that mortar of his. Where is the flag? Chaser. We have flag chasers now dueling each other, trying to get their flag carrier home. The game isn't over yet. Both flags. Colonel Blair has the Storm flag, and Jupe has the Inferno flag. Let's see who is going to give it up first with 7 minutes and 10 seconds left in this T2 World Championship match between Team USA and Team Australia. Brought to you by TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We are here for you. We're the online gaming revolution. That's right. Oh, Colonel Blair has dropped the Storm flag. Let's see if he can get returned. Let's see. Oh, he does not get returned. He gets taken out by Mojo Man. And I am seeing everybody just surrounding these flag carriers right now. They do not want the flags to be given up. Excuse me, Dox is over at the base taking out deployables, taking out the turrets in spawn armor. So I believe Zod is doing a pretty damn good job of keeping their base down. Oh no, Mojo Man drops the Storm flag and Hawk just gets chewed up by that AA turret. Archangel says, no, you guys are not going to return it. I'm going to take the Storm flag. And yes, he still has the Storm flag. Here's Jupe. Jupe is going strong. Still in the green. And Mikhail's having a hard time holding on to that flag as he gets team killed. Oh, and the flag gets returned. Let's see if Jupe can cap this one. I see some long-range discing. Can he cap? Yes, he caps. That is it. It is victory for Team US East. They won 8-1. That was a great game. Right now I'm going to play a little tune while the map switches. This is Wild. You're listening to Wild Child on TSN at tsncentral.com.
Tell me who's your weed man? How do you smoke? superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop ass. You did a good ass job of just eyeing me, buying me.
I got my sweet Glock for me.
Money to the ceiling.
And the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin', the better I'm feeling, the more that I'm chillin', willin', drillin', and killin' the villain. Who's that bucket naked cook, fixin' three coat meals, getting goosebumps when a body taps a 6-inch heel? What in the world is in that room? What you got in that room? A couple of gas, a couple of knives, a couple of rats, a couple of wives. Now it's time to choose.
Got my sweet Glock 40.
The Team Sportscast Network presents Tribes 2 on TSN Prime Time.
Here we go.
A base is there, our flag is secure. Command acknowledged.
Target their flag. I'm in position.
Command acknowledged.
Command acknowledged.
Attack.
Disrupted. Get the enemy flag.
I have the enemy flag. Help!
Cover our flag carrier.
Retrieve our flag. Command acknowledged.
Oh no! For your
flag.
I got your number. I got all your numbers.
Our flag is secure.
Team scores.
Yes.
Game over.
I tell you what, guys, that was a damn good match right there. I am very impressed by everybody that was involved in it. And what can you expect? I mean, they're top teams. It's the best of the best, pretty much, is what we're playing right now. You know, best of the best between two countries. More than that, actually, between all the countries that are playing. But it is the best of the best, regardless of however you look at it. And Australia gave it all they had, and they gave it a damn good map. And right now they are switching it over to Archipelago, and of course they're getting their teams all set up and what have you and all that other stuff. And I'm gonna play a couple tunes to try to get the mood up. You know, just I don't know. I just want to mess around right now. I'm kind of in a really hype mood. I tell you what, after this, if nobody's gonna do anything, I'm gonna stay on and do a late night. That's right, Late Night with Wild Child. If you've never heard it, you got to listen in. Why? Because I'm just stupid. That's pretty much it. I do a lot of crazy stuff when I get online late night. Probably because I get really, really damn tired. But that's okay. When I get tired, I get silly. And who doesn't? But it's all fun. It's all in the fun. It's all in the entertainment value. That's what it is. All in the entertainment value. Anyway, let's see. Self-Destruct wants to give a shout-out to Homo Puff and Little Wang. ICU wants a shout-out to anyone up at 1 a.m. listening to T2 Base Match. Too true, ICU, too true. Right now we have over 100 people listening to this little match. Anyway, I'm going to play a little music while we're getting ready. Here you go, here's a little POD, Youth of the Nation. Oh, and before I forget, I got to give Reptile a shout-out. He's the referee in here right now. Got to give my fellow man a shout-out. He's doing a good job. What he's doing exactly, I don't know, but I'm just going to say he's doing good anyway. Self-Destruct wants to give a shout-out to me, and I'm going to get back to the music. Here you go.
Instead of taking the test, I took two to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Every
faces. Change up her pace since her daddy left her. Too bad he never told her she deserved much better. Johnny Boy always played the fool. He broke all the rules so you would think he was cool. He was never really one of the guys. No matter how hard he tried, at the thought of suicide. It's kind of hard when you ain't got no friends. He put his life to an end, they might remember him then. You cross the line and there's no turning back. Told the world how he felt with the sound of a gat. No matter what you say, it don't take away the pain that I feel inside. I'm tired of all the lies. Don't nobody know why. It's the blind leading the blind. Guess that's the way that the story goes. Will it ever make sense? Somebody's gotta know. There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more to everything I thought exists.
Well, I don't know what I just did, but I tuned in. Anyway, while I'm doing it, I'm going to give a couple shout-outs right now. Shout-out to Team Rapture. Shout-out to anybody that is up at 1 a.m. in the morning listening to this cast. Let's see. Anyone? Hey, I got a question. Unnamed wants to know, anyone who knows where area code 707 is? He just got a phone call from them, but they hung up. But anyway, right now, while we're waiting, I'm going to give you a little update on some of the other stuff. Right now, shout-out to all the Return to Castle Wolfenstein listeners. And I'm going to give you an update on how it ended tonight. Darkseid wins against Abuse 3-1 to advance to the Final Four of Bob. Battle of the Beachhead, that is right. Darkseid wins, and they advance to the Final Four. I want everybody to go ahead and give them a good shout-out and give them a good luck. And let's see what's going to happen from them. And anyway, we hit over 200 listeners tonight between the Bob stuff and what I'm doing right here. So keep it up, guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We love you. We love you. Keep it coming. Anyway, they're not ready yet, so here is Creed. Got a little mellow out right now. Arms wide open.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face. With arms wide open. Well, I
Self-Destruct wants me to give a shout out to Team Rapture. There you go, Self-Destruct. You got it.
It's late night. Late night on TSN. What are you still doing up? Go home. Go.
Come on, guys, wake up. We're not done yet. Let me get my sounds turned up over here. Oh, 15 seconds. No, not loud enough. Get it back. There we go. Still not loud enough. Eh, whatever. Now it's loud enough.
5, 4, 3. Match begins now.
All right, we are getting ready to rock and roll. The match has started. We are playing Archipelago right at the moment. I'm going to run down the teams while everybody's setting up. We have on the Storm side is Australia, Mojo Man, Dox, Hawk, Lil Wayne, Zargon, Methanex, Archangel AU, Kraken, Fry, Soulfire, Colonel Blair, Animaniac, Arcane, Shay, Dox, and Bones. On the Inferno side for Team US East, we have Dr. Strangelove, Banshee, Tremor, Agnostic, Sadistic, Raggy, ICU, Self-Destruct, Zod, Jupe, McCabe, War, Unnamed, Cortez and Rooster. And in Observe with me, we have Recording and Reptile, who got to give a shout out to him. And Sadistic wants me to shout out to everybody who is about to UE. And we are rocking and rolling. We have vehicles being bought. We have heavies suiting up. Defense is being laid out. And let's fly our friendly skies. I am seeing trikes all over the place. We have a possible capper coming in. No, we don't. That was just a fake run. Right now, I'm currently on, let's see, whose flag is this? This is the Storm flag. I'm sitting right here with the heavy on flag, keeping him company. And I am seeing strikes all over the place. Oh my goodness. I'm seeing strikes dip in the water to try to get away from those missile locks. But I don't see too much action otherwise. Nope. We have a long range disc spammer taking out the strike defenses. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness. Oh, Tremor just gets just totally nails Australian Sheyu, just spanks him with a vehicle, runs him over to Shrike. And I know I'm pronouncing that name wrong, and I do apologize, but it's only three letters, and that's okay. We got a pretty angry heavy on flag right now. I see some LD with shock lances, with elf guns, with just about any weapon, and the base for the Australian side is owned. It is down, and there is a fight going on inside. Self-destruct is just taking him out. He is laying waste to him. Totally, totally owning their base.
I am fighting!
Yes, self-destruct is just totally owning their base. Their base is back up, and she goes again. And it goes down one more time. Hell, look at the fight going on in here, everybody. Right now, there have been no flag grabs. No attempts have really been made, but the bases are being owned. The generators are down. I see mortars just going off. It's like a 4th of July party in here. Oh my goodness. Oh, self-destruct goes down finally, and the base is going back up. Right now, outside, some long-range sniper, possible capper coming in. No, just someone trying to clear the heavy on flag. Did not do a good job. The heavy is still there. Got some long-range vision going on, so the heavy just steps on inside. Oh my goodness, Kraken is taking a beating, lasers and discs, trying to knock off the flag, but he is sitting there. Oh, he did get knocked off the flag. We have a cap coming in, a possible cap. Yes, a flag grab, and oh, Jupe is taking the flag, and Jupe is off. Jupe is in the green and gets Elf. He is up on the far hill near the tower and gets hit by a disc. Oh, and gets taken out by a chain gun fire and a disc. And a laser shot. See, the vehicle pad is down for Team US East, but it is back up and running. Let's see what they got going on over here. We got the defenses are pretty set and stable. It is like absolutely nothing going on. Oh, I see some long-range spam to the vehicle pad, taking out those buying vehicles. And some other long-range spam, more on the vehicle pad. Once again, taking out those, trying to buy a Shrike, trying to buy a bomber. Doesn't matter what they're trying to buy, because the vehicle pad just got taken out. And there is a lull on the Inferno side now. I don't see anything. Don't see anything. I'm going to go on the storm side. Oh, Tremor has taken the storm flag. Let's see if he can get a Shrike. Did he get in the Shrike? No, he did not get into the Shrike. Yes, he did. He made it into a Shrike. Oh, and he gets taken out. He gets killed inside the Shrike. The Shrike wasn't destroyed yet, and he gets taken out inside by a disc. I'm not sure how that happened. But still, he gets taken out. Let's see if I can find Unnamed. Unnamed has the storm flag. I don't know where he's hiding at. But he is running. See some duels going on. Unnamed, where are you at? Unnamed, drop the storm flag. No! Oh, and it gets returned. It was right there near the flag. And it gets returned. Got some bomber action going on. Oh, but the bomber just skims too close to ground and takes itself out. Still, I've got some long-range mortar spam on the vehicle pad over here on the Inferno side. Let me turn my sounds down just a little bit, because I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. Turn those effects volume down just a wee bit. There we go. And we're ready to rock and roll once more. HOF Bianch wants me to give a shout out to Team USA East. There you go. I got you. There's your shout out.
Move.
Right now I'm following Tremor out. Let's see what Tremor can do. Inferno right now. Team USA East has had two flag grabs. To,
no.
Australians, none.
Quiet!
Sorry about that. I got some PMs going on. Excuse me. Got some PMs going on here. Gotta answer and see what's going on. I'm not seeing much going on here, but I got some Shrike duels going on in the sky. I just love me a Shrike duel. There we go. This is what I wanted to see. I was just hitching a ride to get over to this flag. Once again, back on the Inferno side, where it seems dull, boring, if none the least. I don't see anything going on here. The heavy on flag looks like he's just kicked back, chilling, enjoying the rays, and enjoying life. And as the Shrikes go by me, I see the long-range mortar spam just killing this vehicle pad. That is like some dead-on spam, and they are really far out. Let's see if I can find where they're coming from. Oh, he's doing a little jump spam. Oh, maybe not. Methanex has got a very, very good... You can't even see the vehicle pad from here. And Methanex is hitting it right on. Fry is taking the Inferno flag as Tremor took the Storm flag, and both flags get dropped in the field. Now I know why they took this this map off the TWL rotation. It is just a very, very hard map to not only camp on, but to do anything but defend. All right, I see defenses being put back up over here on the Inferno flag. I see some, let me switch over here. I see some long-range spam. I see it, but there it goes. See some long-range spam on the vehicle pad over on the U.S. East side. Taking that vehicle pad out. See some laser rifles, laser shots, trying to stop them from repairing it. And it didn't do a good job. They're getting vehicles bought. Let's see if they can get out of there. Yes, they do. They get their vehicles out. I'm not saying they're not scratched, but they're out. Right now, it is 19 minutes and 50 seconds left in this match of Archipelago for the Tribes 2 World Championship between Team USA East and Team Australia. And the score is tied at nothing-nothing, with Storm having one grab and Inferno having three. Let me try to get back over to the base here to see what's going on the Storm side. And not a thing. Oh, I see a Shrike coming in trying to get the heavy off the flag. Oh, but no. The heavy off flag dodges the Shrike and missiles it. Just takes it out. And no dice for them. Oh, let's see, did the bomber... No, the bomber did not take out the heavy on flag. For that, let's see if we got a capper coming in. Yes, we have a capper coming in. Oh, but they were denied. They were dissed off of the flag before they could get it. Their route messed up. And they started getting chewed up by spike turrets. But yet, they went for the flag anyway. Banshee is gone for the flag. Let's see if Banshee can make it. She is still in the green, but getting elfed. Oh, and gets taken out by Mojo Man. Unnamed is taking a Storm flag before it could be returned. Seeing some major battles going on. Trying to find Unnamed, wherever Unnamed is at. That name is hiding pretty good. I thought I saw a name going for a Shrike, but I didn't see where he went. Animaniac has now taken the Inferno flag and is in the green and is about to go in the drink. Boop! Yes, he does. He goes in the water. Oh, and gets missed by a Shrike underwater. Oh my god. The Shrike nearly just slammed into him. Oh, he is getting hit by blaster fire and gets taken out by Kertez's Shrike. McCabe returned the Inferno flag.
Inferno
caps the flag. USE Unnamed has captured the flag, and USE Rooster has left the game, which makes it 15-14 right now. Right now, Team USA East is playing one man under, but they're also playing with the upper hand. They have 1-0 right now as Team USA East has taken the score, taken the lead in this match. We have 17 minutes right now left in the match, and let us see. It's anybody's game at the moment. We still got plenty of time for the Australian team to come up with a tie cap or come up with a win cap or whatever, what have you. Oh, I may need to take some driving lessons. That was just nasty. Trying to see what's going on. See some long range mortar spam again. Over on the storm side. Whew. I don't see much going on. I don't see a couple duels going on. I see a bomber flying around, taking out defenses. And, a couple people trying to rake the base on the Australian side, but looks like no dice. Let's see if they can, get rid of the defense that is already set in within that base. And two Shrikes. Oh, two Shrikes are flying after that bomber. That bomber is flying very low underground as John Wayne has joined the game to take over Rooster's spot as Rooster drops. And John Wayne will be in momentarily. Right now, the pings still look pretty much the same. 200, 300. Got a 630, got a 545, but everybody's still pretty even and recording with a disgusting 75, 71 ping. Banshee has taken the storm flag. Where did Banshee go? There Banshee is. Let's see if Banshee can get in a strike. Oh, he's getting whaled by spike turrets right into a grab cycle. And he's off and running. See if I can catch up to him. No, I can't. He's just gone. History. He's out of here. Oh, no.
Shot box.
Oh my goodness, he dropped the flag. He went out of bounds with it and dropped it. But a teammate picked it up anyway. Tremor took the storm flag. And he still has it as Arcane took the Inferno flag. Banshee is now escorting Tremor. Let's see if they can get that flag home. I don't know where Tremor went. But they are doing their best to get Tremor back. Tremor is in the yellow right now, trying to get into a Shrike. Let's see if he can get into it. Yes, he can. And that Shrike is full health, is getting chained, but no use. Excuse me, Arcane still has the flag, so he's not going to be able to cap when he gets back to the base. But it seems he's just going to go flying around, staying airborne. And, see what they're gonna do from there. Tremor is now still in the yellow. He's hopping out, trying to heal up. And, oh no, he gets taken out inside their base. And Tremor, oh my goodness, he went to go to an inventory station. He gets taken out and it gets returned. And let's see if Arcane can cap that flag wherever Arcane might or might not be.
Team Storm.
And yes,
scores.
Yes, he did cap. Arcane capped the flag, evening out the score. I told you, it was 13 minutes and 27 seconds left in the match. And the scores are even. Both teams have one cap. And the Inferno flag is in the field. Now, Rooster tried to join again and left. I think Rooster's having connection problems, which it happens. Let's see what's going to happen here, everybody. This is definitely interesting. I mean, they're keeping it to be a close game, which I thought they would, and I'm glad they did. You know, I don't think they had justice served to them too well on the first map, but I think that they're going to come back, come from behind, and show everybody that just because they live down under doesn't mean they don't get taken seriously. The Inferno flag gets returned to base by default, as it was out in the field for too long. Excuse me, I need a drink here in a second. Dun, dun, dun. I see some targeting lasers trying to target the enemy LV and HO coming in. Self-destruct is getting chased in a bomber by two shrikes. Oh, one shrike goes down. There is Zod. Let's see what Zod can do. I haven't watched Zod too much tonight. Although I do need to watch him a little bit more. I haven't seen too much of what he can do in Tribes 2 yet. I used to be an avid fan of Zod when he was in T1, but haven't seen much of him in T2. Talked to him a couple times. He said he's not really doing the whole thing. He just kind of does a little bit of everything in Tribes 2. But that's what it's all about, and that's all right. All right, now Arcane has taken the Inferno flag, but no, it's dropped in the field before he can get within doesn't get anywhere at all. And just gets taken out. But that's all right. That's not a problem. A Banshee has taken the Storm flag.
Sasquatch.
See if I can catch up to Banshee. See what Banshee's doing. Is Banshee going to get away? To close that lead, or to close that tie, try to get the lead again. What do you think he's going to do, everybody? Do you think he's going to make it, or do you think Australia's going to pull, just start spanking them and telling them who's boss? What do you think? I don't know. I got a lot of respect for Team Australia. I got a lot of respect for a lot of the teams that are competing. I really wanted to compete in it, but, you know, I didn't make the cut. But you know what? That's cool because I get to participate anyway. I get to watch it firsthand and not have to worry about dying. That's right. I get to cast these matches, and I get to enjoy every minute of it. Oh, my goodness. USE War just dodged a strike as it tried to knock him off the flag. As Banshee is a Storm flag and Animaniac has the Inferno flag. Oh my goodness, he dodges a strike again, but misses him just barely. See if I can find out where these flag chasers are. Animaniac is going strong in the green. And I apologize, but I'm going to have to sneeze here in a second. Ooh. Okay, maybe I won't have to sneeze. Oh well. It was good enough. He is, Animaniac right now is dodging a shrike. The shrike is, going underneath him in the water and trying to take him out, but he's sitting there just look like he's jet skiing on the pond at the house. Just being lackadaisical, enjoying life right now, just waiting for that flag to return. Let's see what's going on with Banshee. Let's see what Banshee's doing. Oh, I just missed Banshee. Banshee is somewhere. Where in the world was he? Right now, the Storm side has 5 flag grabs, and the Inferno side has 6. So they're pretty much even in flag grabs and what have you. But you know, it's still anybody's game right now. There's 8 minutes and 20 seconds in the match. And it's anybody's game right now. That's Banshee dancing for me, showing her moves. There you go. Show me them moves. Yeah, she knows how to do it. All right. Right now, the flags are still in enemy hands. I don't see anybody. It looks like, to me, what it really looks like is it looks like both teams are turtling right now. I don't see anybody going after the flags on either side.
Hi.
And I hope that's not the case. I really don't want to see teams like this turtle. As a matter of fact, I don't like to see any teams turtle at all. I think it's kind of lame. All right, I don't know what just happened, but I went from observing Banshee to somebody else without even messing with anything. But oh well, that's cool. We got some outside fighting going on here, trying to get rid of some of the defenders, some of the attackers. Got some long range spam going on. It's got a hang time on it like Michael Jordan's dunk. What do you think about that? From what I heard, Michael Jordan will not be able to play again because some knee surgery that he just undergone. But that's all right. He's 40-some plus years old, and you know it's about time for him to finally retire. All right, Animaniac is mobile once again, dodging some shrikes, trying to stay away from those enemies. Oh yeah, we've got a stalemate going on here. It is very, very hard for them to grab the flag on either side. Oh, got some whiteout grenades. What is going to happen? Animaniac takes out Juke, says, no, get away from me. You are denied a possibility of grabbing my flag back. Oh, but oh no, Animaniac gets taken out by self-destruct, and it gets returned. And Banshee drops the storm flag. ICU picks it up, and let's see what's going to happen. Let's see if ICU can cap that flag. Oh! ICU drops the storm flag. Let's see. Oh my goodness! War is taking the storm flag and Bones is taking the Inferno flag. They were both denied the cap. And Bones is just getting away. Actually got the shrike-to-shrike grab. And is off and running to the races. Oh, he gets taken out and his feet fell off. Oh! He just got taken out by a large hill, just scraped that ground too close to that strike. Tremor returns to Storm
Team Inferno
and
scored.
Inferno scored once again. Team US East has now taken the lead with 5 minutes left in the match. 2-1, excuse me. But it's still anybody's game. They still have 5 minutes left. And Animaniac is taking the storm flag. Let's see if we can get back. Come on, I want to see him. I want to see him tie this map. I want to see him go to the next map. I want to see what they can do. Oh, Animaniac drops the storm flag. He's taken out by a Banshee with a shrike just blasting down. Destructing, showing off his lead bomber skills, pilot bomber skills, as he barrel rolls a bomber right there above the vehicle pad, waiting for somebody. Don't know who he's waiting for. Let's see what else is going on. Both flags are at the base right now. Let's see what the teams are running down on. Yeah, the teams are still running 15-15. Right now, the score, Inferno. A total score for Inferno is 1,672. And the total score for Storm is only 875. That includes destruction of base, deaths, kills, you know, anything of that nature. I mean, that's all included in that. Sadistic dropped and rejoined. Coming back in. Kind of weird because it said he's still on the team, but it also said he's joining up too. I don't know what the deal with that is, but that's okay. And it is now 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to Wild Child on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And you're listening to Tribes 2 World Championship Team U.S. East against Australia. Got some base raping going on here. Oh, my goodness. Team killing going on left and right on the Australian side. The heavy D that was set up in the base was trying to defend, and lo and behold, they had some teammates coming in, and bam, just took out everybody. There was no bias there. There was no racism. It didn't matter who you were. You were just getting taken out. I am seeing lots of shrikes. Only seen one Havoc though. Seen a couple bombers, one Havoc, a bunch of strikes, a couple grab bikes. That's about it. Of course, that's about all you can get. I haven't seen a tank yet. No one is using a tank. Got some underwater duels going on here between Ice Candy and somebody else. I can't even. Docs. Let's see. Doc seemed to have the upper hand. Banshee's coming in. Let's see what Banshee's going to do. And Archangel is taking the Inferno flag. See if I can catch up to Archangel. Got some shock lands going on. Archangel is nearly dead. Getting Elf. Oh, and gets taken out. Gets team killed by Colonel Blair. Oh my goodness, I know there's going to be some yelling on that channel, on Roger Wilco's channel for that one, or Team Channel, whichever one you may do, but they're going to yell at each other for that. That was a nasty team kill. 60 seconds left in the match. Right now, it seems that Team U.S. East is going to win. They got 50 seconds left, and Honk has taken the Inferno flag on Australia. If he can get back in 45 seconds, he can tie the map. Let's see what he can do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he gets taken out. Oh, but Juke takes the storm flag and denies him the possibility of that cap as Animaniacs takes the Inferno flag. There's 30 seconds left in the match, everybody. And I hate to sound bleak, and I hate to say it this way, but it seems inevitable. It seems like Team U.S. East is going to take this one away with a 2-1 lead over Team Australia. Juke drops the storm flag, and Banshee picks it up. 10 seconds left in the match.
Five, four, three.
Everybody
two,
drops the flag. Good games going on.
Victory in turn.
There we go. Good games. Good games.
Good game.
And it seems everybody's leaving. That's right, everybody. That's it.
Good game.
That is it. That is history. Everybody has left. The game.
Good game.
Oh, and I'm loading the map up. It will not let me stop loading the map. No. But that's okay. Because Team U.S. East won that map. That was awesome. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Anyway, let me play a little bit of music here. And let me find out what's going on after this. There might be a Wild Child late night going on. For those of you tuned in, got to give you a little update. Go to www.battlewolfenstein.com. It has the interviews with Darkseid and Abuse from tonight's match. Go ahead and listen to it. It was a good match. And I'll have this uploaded a little bit later on and let you know. I'll PM it in TSN, both TSN channels. And right now you're going to get a little burp while I switch servers. Or not switch servers, but while I disconnect and reconnect. Try to make this cache just a little bit shorter, all right? So give me a couple seconds. You're going to buffer, and then you're going to listen to a little bit of music. I'll be right back. This is Wild Child on TSN.